Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Ferach.
Hello, it's Bavaliam Shuashaltiger, Gus Clan Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in presenting this programme, which goes by the name of Clan Gael, there'll be bits of it in the English language, as Miren Elegy Sahilg, and other bits of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish. We had a look last time at the autobiographical preface to William Kinnish's 1844 publication, Mona's Isle and Other Poems. We also heard the first of the book's poems, which was the way in which the author presented himself as Your Bard, Will Kinnish. We'll have a look at some of his work in that volume this time. As the Firinach Tashina Chi Chitkus Jera Skiline Gawltus Nabain, as the Benelia, Snaustiach, Unsgera, Tayerniach, as the Blechestiach, Egunyag, Chemer V, Red, Tanamuchan, Kumulgins, Meris Chachtrachtus, the Erni Nebu, as the Mancha Pilkington, Foxwood, Nechiadu, as Ginua Rage. With this being Easter Day, we'll start with Arthur Cormac, performing in Gaelic na Halibur, Scottish Gaelic, and it's a song called Solace Mahai, Light of My Hope. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skeil yena wash dulish, alian vanning.
Oh, 'cause
Arthur Cormac and that song in Scottish Gaelic, Solus Mihai, written by Blair Douglas, and whilst not specifically saying it's a song for Easter, that final verse, talking about Sunday and the Alleluia refrain, certainly has the effect of one. We'll have more pieces for Easter during the programme. William Kinnish left the Isle of Man about 1821 to join the Royal Navy. He served for 20 years until November 1841. And he returned to the island. He'd shown some of his poetry to friends, and they urged him to publish it, which he did in 1844. We'll start with the poem which is called Mona's Isle, a long poem, and this is Canto the First. Sweet rural isle, may I, thy rustic son, sing of the charms that through thy customs run, while pictured memories my soul inspire, my youthful scenes at 40 to admire. Though doomed by fate these 20 years to roam through many climes from thee, my native home, yet still fond memory by its pleasing art paints all the scenes of childhood on my heart. And now, since I've travelled far and wide, my thoughts and home I cannot yet divide. There's not a spot on earth that I can find like thee, my Mona, suited to my mind. Dew as Mansha Pilkington sin a redegger, Vashin as a churgin a chorkiet der gaultus na bain, as scrutacha dach ordach jay, leshnin sulian heen. As craved feathen, chere inrichen der ausesen sledden hoos richelay ton, och, smach as dai lizog ginnu su sampler de de choliu erniach ons de choliu vol. Be crel de rau i cart ons gre de rau na bain sinchle ons gaudus na bain, culina obr smu, as de rau ad geddon bi slu, na bain ar bi elias a county. De jaru, veshin as a chumregan na cyrti elia ju, nagan imedi ryddin fe fausen cor erbun ons na gaudus noch hin chelirach. Yinach I kion na chor na gonege veid a grei, liorish cor trimid rish na enyacht an cur joel vaughan, as lizach ve on, eder galdus na bain as in a boonan, eder mochan as firdan joel, charau, as charau feimer, mi chor dale benton rish na cushnock a chor bi. A Gwenan Gibbard is often to be seen playing her harp at the ceremonies of Gorsa the Bear at yr Eisteddfod Genedlaethol. Here, though, she puts her harp aside, and she sings the Welsh traditional song A Deryn Du, the Blackbird.
A deryn du sy'n frin y goeden yn trin ei bli a thrwsio'i aden. A haeddi drosta I fôn y fori, I ddwy'n fy nghofion a ti'n rwy'n garu. A haeddi'n genad I mi, ac os nad wyt ti yn ein nabod, dywed Dafydd sy'n ymodd i'w ganfod. Dos ti ar y maes lle mae'r gwenith gwynaf, a chais yr un sydd yn medu lwyraf, a ydy'n genad i mi. Oedd hi yma cyn gwyl i fan, dywedodd dyiau yn ôl yn fuan, ond ni ches unwaith un gair oedd hi wrtho, i adrodd hi mi y byd sydd arno. Aid i'n genad i mi. Fe aeth yr haf yn bryd cynhaiaf, cyn hir yn wir fe ddaw yn aiaf, os na ddaw'n hariad i nôl yn union, ar y fyr mi drenga fodoriad calon, aid i'n genad i mi.
The Welsh song Aderyn Du, The Blackbird, sung by Gwenan Gibbard. Fyna dog ar y noc, is na dolyd y noc, jyn sors cheddyn, ys maen si Pilkington. Na rawa dolyd lesh lwcht ofr y ryd cheddyn dy chwlio fol. Ond sio, henge dy fe bachdol dy raw maesio Pilkington chi saelsiach ymach dyn tsiesach re a tsieniach dyn dyrlw dy cer eilach. Och, rys tamol beg, chwys fe goch lloris y sport ega, nach fod ei ffogl y mach ei. Lwg dy gul dy'r plwch o dy mŵr, as na coch le yn smegol ega chyt dy fe gorm djerg, henge leis lieg y mach ei. Mae fys dy bein sy'n sly iawish dy stiwrish, as eisyn, tan ti e angel ingen. Ren na bon mo sio cor orwson ma gyt dy fwrd bwyrwch a. As ren maent y pilkint yn cor mol y sol y rish den y mochyn, na rhain yn bi angel, na ŵr yn ofri liawra, as fe olyw cwjach gyn rawr chyreil, mor fe yn ag yn ons gawldus na bein. As nish, dwrth ei ffiera, dy jynach ei braich jyn tsiesach dy lladw sws yn garden, as dy ynw siga dy rawn y glonach yn och glen. And so to William Kinnish, then let me now from Israel's holy coast, well, in fact, William Kinnish's ship was stationed in Marmaris in 1840, 1841, but Marmaris is in Turkey, and that's a fair bit away from Israel's holy coast, though I suppose people's thoughts were drawn to Israel as the Holy Land rather than to Ottoman Turkey. Anyway, then let me now from Israel's holy coast, of which the sages never ceased to boast, direct my thoughts to thee, my native isle, and shut my eyes on all but thee the while. There's nothing here but savage, warlike strife. Man only lives to take his brother's life, to satisfy the tyrants of his race, whose thirst for blood would all the world deface. Now will my fancy take its airy flight, to view my scenes of childhood with delight, and form my rustic verses, thus untaught by school or art, for such I never sought. And, sweet simplicity, be thou my guide, while nature all that's wanting shall provide, to wake the lyre and touch each trembling string, for unto nature's sons I try to sing. The last time we heard a version of the song Barbara Allen, and I mentioned that David Kilgallen had used that as the basis of his piece called Allen Barbara. That's played by King Kjoli. Thank you. David Kilgallen's idiosyncratic tune, Alan Barbara, performed by King Curley.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun an asiun tane sio, sien de grey, Radio Vanning. As on shore, she clene gael to guller skeliena, as mish the chebble, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hail, Mona's sons, I come with humble lay to strike my harp, your customs to portray, to such as now would deign to read the page in this refined and artificial age. Though what avail their boasted schools of art that only teach the head and not the heart? To me more sweet one stroke of nature's pen than all the laboured skill of college men. My dear loved isle that gave my being birth, thou art to me the sweetest spot on earth. Thou who my cares in innocence beguiled, though far from thee I'm still thy simple child. Ere yet the summer clothes thy fields in bloom, or ere thy heather sheds its rich perfume, the early primrose hastens to appear from neath the snow to lead the vernal year. Nurtured by nature in thy rocky soil, it buds and blooms without man's care or toil.
Genia Sera, hoc mancha Pilkington Kioner, Genia Sera showed you Ulent, de palchus gaultus nabain. Va horrecha crioilus stampa de chadnon. Huis tatnius gaun Napoleon de renny fegelen in it ega, as henke magita voor de klinkel a vedder naishen eg mancha Pilkington, rosh ma renny fulmache. Trevon horrecha liagacha rish. Ren Napoleon, ver hanachtan de chiadu, cor fistau, darau fogel na ghe ega da greir nis. Goris dach o reid Napoleon ve gier, as benten ris cri na cush. Ve eshin nish ve da greir, manra darau a tre da vi higgilis a kion. Ris tamult liaur durt Napoleon, va fawan on. Corit magit va or e trell, liorish noj gon le sach eniach. Darau riddenach clai fo an yiri mach, nai ridden, ons an imrka egas ega chum regan. Now here's a piece for Easter time again. This is Tomás O'Connoin and his song Amen a Yisa.
Amen a Yisa de chanli godir me ed a gronge ine is the na Jad creachas to wad o'd gwelta is to wan o'l trate wad go cahad gwyne agus mesia go mil tiach o hannig brinom amen a isa Goder me er a grande hine is the now wedged prayer has to ad god welta ad he is er my hol is my whole kid mille the head is
Amen, I am a young, I go there, me.
Amen, Yeesa, you bought me dearly on the cross, Good Friday. And that was Tomás O'Conine and his song Amen, Yeesa. Ve curit gustin lie, as Napoleon, the rawad cor e be grenige irimach master bein the galtus nebu. And not veg vein a sorge if I nearin ye. Shen un yeer evok, nish as uns no lent and ul sha, the hummel and she, as lesh cochandus and trachty cajin lesh nin nebunen, van gowl to shaw, as van honor eg uns gornele, dortenius, ne venture co avrach, van a bargain and screwy, as eshend in gummel, lesh ne muck and ulu kujach. Harawi krell, ve de grey, drow veg jane a shan auris and force a marn, och, for shartans de chachlein ve jint er a gerage uns kurs cajin a gowltus, as Lysach and Irtis J. Shen, core a hojach baron to seer in the soldier. Rosh Nish mast the bain sagaltus for Napoleon the Grey, for Osh Bol Venach the lure, the rowed core cumre gerichelia. For sure, the way castage. Sweet flower, says William Kinnish of the Primrose, how oft when but a wayward boy I've found thee first and plucked thee up with joy. Running in haste unto my mother kind, whose smiles bespoke the feelings of her mind. She'd say, my son, the spring is coming fast to shield us from the winter's piercing blast. May he, my child who rules the universe, prepare our hearts his mercies to rehearse, for he is bountiful and kind to all. His creatures here below, both great and small, making his covenant with Noah sure, that seed and harvest time should still endure, while earth remains, to measure day and night, to show his goodness, mercy, and his might. And e'en this flower thou hast found to-day, his goodness and his mercy doth display. It gives thee pleasure, child, so it doth me, this simple harbinger of spring to see. For here, it seems, it has fulfilled the end of wisdom's plan that first the flower did send. Well, let's go back to Barbara Allen again now. It's in fact a rather jaunty version from Cornwall, Anne Tremellin, and it's followed by Farewell Maidens All, performed by the band Dalla.
In Cornwall I was born and bred, in Cornwall was my dwelling. There I knew a pretty maid, her name was Anne Tremellin. All in the merry month of May, when green buds they were swelling, and Johnny Pears on his deathbed lay for love of Anne Tremellin. And death is printed on his face, and all his heart is stealing, and his away to comfort him, oh lovely Anne Tremellin. Though death be printed on his face, and all his heart is stealing, little better shall he be for lovely Anne Tremellin. So slowly, slowly she dying. He turned his face into the strait with deadly sorrow sighing. Oh, lovely maid, come pity me, I'm on my deathbed lying. If on your deathbed you do lie, what needs the tale you're telling? I cannot keep you from your death. Farewell, said Anne Tremellin. He turned his face into the wall, for death was with him dealing. Farewell, my friends and neighbours, all be kind to Anne Tremellin. She said, you may and shut the pot of bellies. It's what they're burning by the full of cruel Anne Tremellin.
from Cornwall, Dalla. So William Kinnish has brought the primrose to his mother. Give me the ancient jug of chinaware, that I may place the virgin flower there, that while it blooms it may our hearts incline to own the kindness of the hand divine. He closed the fields with verdure and with corn, proclaiming that another spring is born, with sunny aspect from the womb of time, to chase the gloom of winter from our clime. Sweet simple vale, how oft at eve's soft close, when night to man and beast gives sweet repose, I've seen thy happy family gather round the good old man with reverence profound, to hear his wisdom and his pious lore, while bending neath the pressure of fourscore. Leaning upon his staff, he thus would say, "Let's worship God," and then kneel down to pray. So far advanced in numbered years was he, his eyes were dim, the book he couldn't see, but his loved daughter, ever prompt and kind, to study all the feelings of his mind, performed the pious duty, oft in tears, for poor grandfather, in his helpless years. Va os fi wecher reonis, durt Napoleon, ginnis er avunje, the rowed marchal morjaduni, sha bolag cholach much, for trainich gestobs agera. Ver shon yis, cast it, as van volag ernaon look a hanna. Fuddy the gawachirti tasten yis, j bradach genia va benelt vi bera chron. The rowed, fuddy the ginnachad corgale, the rowan ingen as an erkven jousen raiv a caurachan air, ve skridich machnish. She bradach genia gin caura vechon mach a shaw. Harawach un chrema hege dorche, benton rish o red fi vai as neboach mancha Pilkington. Va mancha Pilkington jit fai gawaltus na bain. Han dodach fis fe hege, an oder aweshen, Napoleon, cat nish fograch a mache an chid chiet, da rawen enem gawaltus na bain, ve skridich mach. One of the long carvels has some verses describing the nativity of Jesus, usually now sung separately as Igen aus Bethlehem. But that carvel also has several other verses which refer to the crucifixion, and refer to Surrens er Calvary, suffering on Calvary. Here's a version of the tune played by Peder Cubley on low whistle, and young harp player Arabella Iron, but it's led off by some atmospheric synthesizer by Charles Gard. Peter Cubley on whistle and Arabella Iron on harp with Surrance e Calvary. Stashun and Ashun to Radio Vanim, Egatre Ton Tashu Gays Chakrisha Clashaw, Clenegale, Merrin Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Macha Shaw, Vecha Galtus Eren Mar, Galtus of Vanner, a shen ve de Krell van Enem Cat Bunadach Ega. Genia Sarah, hoped Napoleon Kioner. Nim cordiu an un yw lent as rai, ach ons coma elia. Lín siún in glonachan den oer, genius era, sio ma yw lent. De palchus gaultus a vanner. Van horech a cri oech hedden as rai, as van a medder an ernen volmach agus a drundin. Ach, chauds van a bein chamui bleg air a riet, ve djinn dausen, draw ridden ach quech tachert. Crave on ver na chochle on seddin in the muchen. Ren shan chulian mo clover gul vain dera edin gus an edin elia. For pert jowers, for queg smegalanoch. Ek pert for care, ek pert for tree. Och, crave on ver jean de vei lay as chochle. Esh, looked in boola bas chitka jera. Chrog yn tsezach nis na cyrtyn o grish, as gawa der leis a gaman fa na vrishas diach er. Next, her good man, his only son and heir, became the subject of her humble prayer, and of course this would be William Kinnish himself, and all her children dear she would implore the Lord to spare, his mercies to adore, and shield them from the evils of this life. Thus prayed the daughter, mother, and the wife. Now spring is past, and idle lies the plough. I'll turn my thoughts towards the mountain's brow, where many a group of peasants at the dawn are seen to move along the upland lawn, towards the north of Cornair Chester's side. Well, this is going up the slopes of Barool above the Coroney Valley. Cornair Chester was where his father was farming, just below Park Llewellyn. And these figures are moving that way, says William Kinnish, their winter's stock of fuel to provide, with labouring hand from nature's ample store of turfy mould beneath the grassy moor. From Brittany, this is a piece based on a traditional Easter hymn, developed with some new words by Corentin Sanson for the chorale Allas Canon.
Marouille au vidon mol, Périen disentus. Maro, Jésus vidom, var vec menes calva. Pescalona rando gant que zagan glacha.
Jésus, 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 Jés
ma dow lagad, cry my two eyes, and east to him from Brittany. Well, it wasn't just drudgery at the turf cutting, as William Kinnish goes on to describe. This yearly picnic, mixed with useful toil, calls forth the dame the three-legged pot to boil, of good hung beef that graced the chimney cheek the winter through amongst the turfy reek, and cowrie, juice of oatmeal's husky seed. And a note here says that cowrie is the Manx name for a jelly made from the seed sifted from oatmeal. And Sue Woolley's My Grandmother's Recipe Book says, steep the husks of a bushel of oats with a handful or two of fine oatmeal for 9 days in sufficient water to cover. When it's fermented and become bitter, run the water through a sieve to remove the husks. Now fill the pot with the liquid. Stir with a pot stick all the time it's on the fire until it becomes thick and solid. When it's quite cold, boil it with milk and serve. As yr asgwrs gawdus yn y bain, as ren y bain snawd a tostach ar sŵl. A chrawd yng ngol a'ch ffidstwn dart, tre hogat stap borws yn doltajym, fa mus ded o'ch yr rhaen chitfain ta erniach, ren at sairach y bach, a sych at stiach ag yn unio grish, dy jarw fa troed y fergach goler, fa ilach mach o'n bwla ar y fwrd, siliach yn gyr awrysach, obol elgysach, fa moer a voer a gin de vei, de ren chama Napoleon as manche Pilkington, corsis o nen spade ag a trech heaven. Fa dech o rei jeg gillach maach da corri, as vad oliw gorris a chelia. Gin feis i'r bin nish, creif ar jet er edyn yn y mochen, ren de creitur yn tiaw mwy, gin fai moch gus dynia, as vai dynia gus moch, as vai moch gus dynia rish. Ach hanna fe niau ffosifol dy gre, creif yn der y ie, as creif yn je elia. From Cornwall last time we heard The Rowan Tree with the Aggie Boys Choir singing a song called One and All, and I said it reminded me of Richard Thompson's song Pharaoh. But rather than Richard Thompson's own rendition, what it reminded me of was a more upbeat setting of it, with quite a Breton sound at the end of it, by The House Band.
Tower of steel, the dogs of money are at his heel.
Magicians cry, oh truth, oh real,
we're all working for the Pharaoh.
A thousand eyes, a thousand years, he feeds us all, he feeds our fears.
Don't stir in your sleep tonight, my dears,
we're all working for the Pharaoh.
And it's Egypt land, Egypt land,
we're all living in Egypt land.
Tell me, brother, don't you understand,
we're all working for the Pharaoh.
The men of shadow dance a dance.
We're all stuck into a trance.
We're all working for the Pharaoh.
The idols are rising to the sky.
Pyramids soar, sphinxes lie.
Head of dog, Osiris eye.
We're all working for the Pharaoh.
And it's Egypt land,
we're all living in Egypt land.
Tell me, brother, don't you understand?
We're all working for the Pharaoh.
I dig a ditch, I shape with stone,
another battlement for his throne.
Another day on earth is flown,
we're all working for the Pharaoh.
Call it England, call it Spain,
Egypt rules with a whip and chain.
Moses, free my people again,
we're all working for the Pharaoh.
And it's Egypt land,
Egypt land,
we're all living in Egypt land.
Tell me, brother, don't you understand?
We're all working for the Pharaoh.
sits in his tower of steel. Around his feet the princes kneel. Far beneath we shoulder the wheel. We're all working for the Pharaoh.
The house band and Richard Thompson's song Pharaoh. As the Jaro, Heel Shin Jera and Skeel Gowltus na Bain. Ren George Orwell skrew a Skeel Shen, Chowds for Nenis the Poblach and Sovejach Socialach, Force, Cumreg or Reacto Nenisich, Ols na Chag and Tail. Chowi Toyach de skrewi, mi Hauna, Naichia Jeg Trias died, as Huggy Kionori, Tojachari and Navlain, Naichia Jeg Keras died. As Mesen Chenel Veg de Greyach and Jera. William Kinnish actually mentions not cowrie, but cowrie juice, and Sue Woolley says, the cloudy water in which the husks and oatmeal had been steeped was sometimes drunk without being boiled, and this was called suslach, a drink with body in it. Well, William Kinnish has many more sights and boyhood recollections to share with us in verse. We finish with Irish band Jay Donnan, playing a very popular piece, their version of The Beatles' Hey Jude. Achnish Shene was Clare Gael. Until the next time then, this is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machri Eriu, as Orsalier, as Mayirian shared you all you.